Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn. You've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn.
Hi, this is Howes New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Today we'll be previewing the summer stroll, which kicks off tonight. Stay tuned for Bob.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn. Been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn. The folks you meet on like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings.
Hi, this is How's New York. We're going to be joined momentarily by Chuck Odie, who's going to talk to us a little bit about previewing the Summer Stroll, which kicks off tonight in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. So stay tuned for Bob and Chuck. We'll be with you in one moment.
And lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn. You've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn.
Hey everybody, welcome to How's New York with New York real estate attorney Robert Howe. Today we're going to be talking to Chuck Odie, who's going to be previewing the Summer Stroll with us, the second year that this is going to be held in Bay Ridge. And Bob is going to join us in just a minute, and we're going to get on with Chuck and see what's coming up for tonight's first evening of the Summer Stroll. And Chuck is on the line with us now. So once we get Bob to join us, we'll just dive right into it. I know Chuck is anxious to tell us all about his efforts and endeavors to get the Summer Stroll 2013 up and running. So Bob is with us, so take it away, Bob.
Chuck, welcome to the show.
Be here. You have the hottest show in town, Bob.
We do. It's about 102 hottest shows, yes. 102 Fahrenheit.
Well, it's right now my car. I'm on 3rd Avenue, Bob, which is your place, and the temperature is 97 degrees. Because the Summer Stroll is such a big and well-organized thing, thanks to you and Dina Valenzano, we're passing out Summer Stroll T-shirts. Just took one to our friend Anthony Rinaldi, Dennis Monnier, some of the leading merchants here who are taking part in this event, which we'll go ahead tonight, and we anticipate 1,500 to 2,000 people will be strolling along 3rd from 80th to 90th.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful evening, and as you point out, Chuck, we do. It's hot 97, as they say on the radio program. but we anticipate a record crowd. We think that, you know, last year's stroll was a huge success, and people realized, the residents of Bay Ridge realized, hey, we took back our neighborhood. We own the streets again, and we can walk and see our neighbors. And and see those stores that we would never see as we drive up and down the avenue in our cars looking for parking other times.
That is so true, because too many people, just the only place they go at night will be to a bar. But tonight they can go, and they can go to different kinds of places. They're going to see some singing groups. They're going to watch artists perform. And, of course, since Third Avenue was Brooklyn's restaurant row, the restaurants will have their specialties out tonight. And whether you want to sit in the sidewalk as though you were in the Venetian Plaza, or whether you'd rather go inside and be air-conditioned, I suspect a lot of people are going to go into the restaurants early tonight and stay for a while, Bob. What do you think?
I think so also. But, you know, a thought came to my mind, you know, in conjunction with Mayor Bloomberg's announcement yesterday that he wants New Yorkers to be healthy. Why don't we get them healthy by having them stroll the streets more often and sit outside in fresh, you know, clean New York City air rather than that recycled air conditioning that makes us all
cold. Well, that's for sure, because the air conditioning is not a great place to be, but we also know that before we air-conditioned movie theaters, nobody went out. And then we all started going to movie theaters because they were the only places with air conditioning. And Verena, my lovely wife, is pointing out to me, by the way, that in another topic, that there are scores of activities for children tonight. So this, for the summer stroll, would be a good place to bring the kids of any ages, as we say.
You know, and that reminds me, Chuck, last year I noticed a Facebook post by a parent who said that their child had one of the best times. They were so happy because
their child
had one of the best experiences ever on Third Avenue. Go figure.
Yeah, and Bob, you know that to give a little bit of history, you and I have been doing this sort of thing on Third Avenue for a while. And this is, we've got more positive feedback on that summer stroll than any other event in my time on Third Avenue, especially, which has been considerable. So we know that the people love it. They love the concept. They love being out at night, and they love the whole idea of being able to take their kids out, you know, because it's early enough. It starts at 6 o'clock. They can take the kids. They can stroll. They can stop at Uncle Louie's for ice cream or Carvel for ice cream. You know, or they can go into Bina Valenzano's bookstore and browse among her books. You know, she has the best bookstore in Southwest Brooklyn, as we say.
Absolutely.
And we have all of the restaurants, too. We have about 20 restaurants just within this 10-block strip. So we're ready to go here. As a matter of fact, I see the police are beginning to show up now, and they're starting to look at cars because even though it's only 3:20, the people are, we have a lot of parking places on the avenue now, and the cops are here to make sure people are aware that at 4 o'clock they have to leave.
You're right, Chuck. We start clearing the avenue at 4, and then 6 o'clock the summer stroll begins. You know, I'm just looking at some of the activities and performers that we have booked, at least for this evening. I'm looking at Dimensions on Stage. We have Band of
Others. We're going to have 100 cute little girls out there.
Yes, and there are 200 or 300 or 400 parents and
that's right.
And grandparents looking on, so proud of their child performing. And
Third Avenue will become one big stage.
Yeah, it'll be a big stage. You know what I noticed last year, Chuck, is that entire families, grandparents, parents, and children all showed up for this stroll, unlike distinguish it from our festival, which is a much more raucous event.
Yeah,
summer
this is
stroll,
anything but raucous.
Yeah, summer stroll is family oriented. Take back the streets and get to see you know, your neighbors again.
Yeah, you have a lot of music tonight, for one thing, and much of the music is classical, violins, opera singers. You know, it runs the whole gamut. A really interesting and unusual music to hear when you're walking down a street in Brooklyn. And that's what we like about it, because it sets the mood for a very culturally happy night. And it's the people here have been talking about it, and we know they're going to be, they're already pouring into the area. Some of them are sitting in restaurants. I see a mother and a father with a young girl walking down the street right now. They're sort of looking to see when things are going to begin. And the cars aren't even removed for another 38 minutes. So we're looking forward to a great evening here.
And where are we going to find you, Chuck? Where are you going to be hanging your new Third
Avenue
summer stroll cap?
Yeah, I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to have my delightful wife, Verena, with me. We're going to be taking pictures, She'll be putting them online on Facebook, and we're going to record this one because it's going to be a real pleasure to behold to see Third Ave. And by the way, thanks to Dina's efforts working with Courtney Stessa, we have not only a fine website up there where people can find us, but we have beautiful lights every two blocks. The lights look like children's lights, and they're really inviting to young kids. You know, their Sprint advises me that they're potted flowers. And they have smiley faces, too. So, very little has been left to chance here. A lot of stuff has been done, making it truly an interesting night for parents to take their kids out, especially if they don't want to sit home all night in an apartment. And this is a perfect place to be.
Yeah, I'm just...
And I'm sorry, Bob, but, you know, once again, thank God Verena's listening in. Because Dina Bellanzano and the host of her friends have actually, she has a knitting operation going on in her bookstore.
Yeah.
And they have actually knit about 10 feet up of this big tree. So if you walk over there and you look at it, you're not seeing things. The whole tree, all the way up to the branches, has been knit in a number of colors. It looks like a rainbow, and it's fascinating.
And thank you. I've seen that, and I've often wondered how the heck did it get there, and now you let us know. Chuck, is Verena there? Would she like to say, put in her?
Sure, Verena always wants to say something. Here is Verena Odie.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Verena. Welcome to the show. Tell us, what is your impression of the summer stroll?
Well, personally, I can't wait for tonight. I know it's hot, but it's just so pleasant along Third Avenue, and there's so many nice things, and there's no noise. There's just pleasant noise and artistic endeavors, creative endeavors, and I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to take back Bay Ridge, our community, and enjoy it without the hustle bustle of cars, motorcycles, buses running up. Although we did get the B-37 back on Third Avenue, thankfully. For tonight, they'll have to find another route. But it's our opportunity to take back Bay Ridge to an era when, you could walk the streets and it was quiet and you did enjoy.
I think it's also a great opportunity for neighborhood people with kids. I mean, where else can you go and have a great time and, just stroll down the avenue? And it's just, there's so many offerings.
Yeah, this year we have probably the highest concentration of business involvement, and we're very, proud of that, and no small effort to Bina and her committee that went out door-to-door and told merchants, hey, you're going to have a couple thousand people walking past your store tonight. You better get out and do something to entice them into your
business. I know Bina has been great with the whole thing, and that crochet tree is fabulous.
Everybody
has to come by and see that.
It's one of a kind.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. And where are we going to find you tonight, Verena?
Well, I hope to be around all 10 blocks, from 80th to 90th Street. I want to see the whole thing.
And, the nice aspect of the 10 blocks, I mean, we would like to have it, 100 blocks. But I think 10 blocks is doable. It allows people to see everything at a leisurely pace rather than think they have to run from... 20 block stretch. And to remind our listeners, in August, there will be two Fridays in August when we'll have the summer stroll on the northern end of Third Avenue. That's from 80th Street to 69th Street. So, every merchant will have an opportunity to participate, in this.
No, I love the summer stroll, and it's one of the most fabulous things that Bay Ridge has gotten involved in. It really brings out the best of the neighborhood.
It does, and the best of the neighborhood, and it's also probably the most unique event in all of New York City. I mean, most of these, summer stroll, although I think we've coined the name for ourselves, happen on Saturday afternoons in the city, where it's a little more commercialized. Friday night is perfect, too.
Chuck wants to say something else. Hold on, Bob.
Good, Verena. We'll see you on the
avenue. You know how I am, Bob. I can't let the microphone go for too long. One thing we do want to point out is that we have challenged Williamsburg to have sort of a street summer contest, summer stroll contest, I should say, because they have one over there. But, you know, we have gone on online, I should say, and we have challenged Williamsburg in terms of not just size but the imagination. So we're looking forward to some Williamsburg people showing up here tonight, and especially those who will be listening to your show.
You know, and I think they'll be surprised that there's life beyond the Manhattan and the
that's right,
Manhattan Bridge.
The world doesn't end at 9th Street.
Exactly.
It continues on.
Yeah, well, a few enlightened of those folks have made their march down 4th Avenue to Bay Ridge, and pleasantly surprised that we have, you know, wonderful restaurants, good retailers, park space, good schools, and housing that's, you know, you can buy, that's very affordable both to buy and to rent.
Bay Ridge is the most steady real estate market in the city, as we know. And, hey, let's keep it a secret, but it's been a well-kept secret. And many people, especially those with children, looking for homes, looking for nice condos. We have, I've been in a number of sales here as a buyer and seller, and it's a very, very upscale market. It's gone above what it was before the late 2008 and 2009 situation. And everybody is very pleased with the services here, from the police department to the community board, sanitation. We're an active community, and we keep all of our city agencies on their toes here.
We keep everybody's feet to the fire, our elected officials, as well as our city bureaucrats. We demand a lot.
Including our sponsors tonight.
Yes. And
Senator Marty Golden, a Republican, and Councilman Vinny Gentile, a Democrat. They've come together to really work on this.
Yes. Well, Bay Ridge is one of those communities where 364 days a year, they don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. A year, of course, you know, they fight tooth and nail, you know, to be elected. But the other day, the rest of the days, everybody gets along for the betterment, you know, of the avenue. And speaking of thanking both the senator and the councilman, we probably should thank the community board who listened to us.
Oh, just dropped
off
two T-shirts over there for Josephine Beckman, our district manager, and
perfect,
her assistant, Dorothy Garuccio, now that you mentioned it. Lovely T-shirts designed and produced by Vina Valenzano.
Yes, absolutely. And to them,
we're saving yours, Bob,
for being so supportive. We appreciate that, as well as the police department. You know, people think police show up, you know, just on the spur of the moment or randomly, but it does take a commitment and a rescheduling and reorganization by the 68th precinct to get all of our streets, you know, properly closed and properly policed. And people think that happens by magic. It doesn't. It happens through the cooperation of the 68th precinct and Captain DeBlasio.
You know, 3rd Avenue for that 10 blocks is probably the size of a commercial strip in a small United States city. I mean, thousands of people work here. More thousands live here. And a good portion of those will be here tonight. It's a big place, although we tend to look at it as one avenue.
It is a big space, but on the other hand, small town USA, sometimes we're referred to. It's a good community that I don't think too many areas other out around the city share that same sort of neighborly or community spirit that Bay Ridge, you know, enjoys.
Well, that sort of ties in with our pioneer theme. You know, for 20 years, we've been honoring the pioneers of 3rd Avenue. And these are people, many of whom have had businesses or restaurants here for 25, 35 years. And their children come in and take over the business. We have a great real estate guy named Wade Jabor, who is a pioneer, reigning pioneer. And Wade's daughter and his son are taking over his business. Jay Sessa at McLaughlin Funeral Home. His daughter Courtney has come in to lend him a hand, and McLaughlin has been here since the beginning, as has Robert Howe, whose father, your dad, used to own Chadwick's restaurant, yes. But then it was Howe's Steakhouse. Is that correct?
Correct. Since 1959, Chuck.
Wow. And then tonight, so people can go to Chadwick's, they can see Jerry and Steve over there and have a wonderful dinner and have a drink or two. And they can, as a matter of fact, it's right next to the Summer Stroll, so it'll be perfect.
Absolutely. You know, Chuck, you mentioned Courtney Sessa. I think she was instrumental in getting our lights on the Avenue. And how nice does that look to have the Avenue lit in the summertime?
It's wonderful because it's run, even though we're holding it 80th to 90th tonight, the lights go all the way down. They go down 20 blocks. So that you said it's a nice string, which people aren't accustomed to seeing except during the holidays when we also, when our group also pays for the lights. But these are very tasteful. They're very cute, and kids will love them. And we want to see a lot of kids out here tonight.
And it also makes shoppers wonder, gee, what's going on? Why are these lights up? Because it's a little bit of a magnet, you know, to draw everybody, you know, to the Avenue.
And, it gives a very positive notice.
It is. Very, very good advertisement for the Avenue. And, Chuck, talk a moment about our relationship, the merchant's relationship with the not-for-profits who we're sharing the Avenue with. You know, this evening, the performing group.
Well, we, as you know, Bay Ridge, not you, all of you out there, but Bob, you know, Bay Ridge is the leading volunteer neighborhood in the city. We have a community council here, which has been going for 60 years, which has 100 practically nonprofit organizations which belong to it. It's an umbrella group. And it's typical that the fact that it's still functioning effectively after six decades. Means it has continuity, and it's a typical nonprofit. We have a lot of others. We have something such as the Guild for Exceptional Children. We have CERT, that's an emergency unit. We have Bravo, an emergency ambulance unit, all volunteers. And, you know, Bay Ridge Ambulance Volunteer Organization, it's been here for over 40 years. So these not-for-profits whom we gladly host tonight, they're sort of a symptom and a cause of why Bay Ridge is doing so well these days.
Yes, and it's, you know, the merchants are famed for giving back to the community, and, you know, tonight sharing the Avenue with all these not-for-profits, allowing them to show their off their organizations and their accomplishments and their performances, you know, really gives them an outlet. And, you know, it's just another reminder that at Bay Ridge we have a nice mesh among our merchants who mostly live in the neighborhood, the residents, and all the not-for-profits who engage in a variety of cultural and charitable, you know, efforts.
Well, yeah, as you know, one of our leading not-for-profits, the Narrows Community Theater, will be putting on skits up and down the Avenue, choirs from some of our organizations, the Jeff Salahaw Chorale will be performing. We will have little bands. It goes all the way down to a very nice gentleman who was a chiropractor. His name is Dr. Nick Rosakis. He's here on Third Avenue, and he is going to come out tonight. He's a musician as well. He's coming out as a one-man band, and I'll tell you, we've seen him play at events, and he really said he's always happy. He's really a nice guy, and typical of the people who come to Third Avenue, and once they're here, they want to take part and do something.
Yes, and it's a tribute that, you know, we have people who want to, who are multi-talented and are showing off a different side of, you know, of their character. Well,
that's
Chuck,
true.
We have come to the end. I mean, our conversation has been pretty lively and enthusiastic, but we have come to the end of our time. And just leave us with one thought about where somebody should go tonight or how they should, you know, try to enjoy the Avenue this evening.
The easiest way to get here from outside of Bay Ridge is the R train. Get off at any stop, 77th Street, 86th Street, even Bay Ridge Avenue, and just walk down to 3rd Avenue. And it's going to be brightly lit, tastefully lit, and you're going to find everything you want here. There is entertainment, there is food, there is culture. 3rd Avenue tonight has everything anybody could want on a Friday night, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, thank you, Chuck. We'll see you on the Avenue shortly, and we're all looking forward to a great summer stroll.
Thank you, Bob. Same to you.
Thank you, and good evening to Chuck Oatey, the marketing chairman of the Merchants of Third Avenue, longtime attorney and columnist in Bay Ridge, and continues to be involved in every aspect of Bay Ridge life, making this place much richer for all of the people who live here. So we thank him, we thank our audience, and we look forward to seeing you on Third Avenue tonight for the first of four Summer Strolls 2013. This is Robert Howe wishing you a good afternoon, a good evening, a good night, and a good morning tomorrow morning, signing off from Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge.